and one woman's left boob, and smiled like he was delighted to be there. Dan Post, the rep of his main sponsor, came by to shake his hand, his round face gleaming with perspiration. "Better luck next year, okay?" He leaned in closer. "My boss wants to talk to you about renegotiating your current deal, so call your agent."
"Will do. Paul's here somewhere if you want to speak to him yourself,"
H.W. agreed with a smile.
"I'd rather run it by you first. You know what he's like."
Dan shuddered.
"He was over by the bar a moment ago. I'll tell him you're looking for him."
"Thanks." Out of the corner of his eye, H.W. saw the new champion come in and watched with wry amusement as he was swarmed by almost the entire party. The guy was 6 years younger than H.W., and so dazzlingly talented that he'd likely be on top for years. Unless he was injured, and H.W. wouldn't wish that on his worst enemy, he would prove hard to beat.
"Here's your beer. Cheers."
Rio handed him a frosted bottle.
"Feel like celebrating with some ladies tonight?"
"No, thanks. I have to ice my knee."
H.W. grinned.
"See? I am getting old, and you won't want to be buddies with me for much longer."
Rio clinked his bottle against H.W.'s, his expression suddenly serious.
"I'll always be your friend. You and your twin were the only people who made an effort to understand my garbled attempts at English all those years ago. You taught me a lot, and I'll never forget it."
"That was probably Rye. He's always had a soft heart."
"How's he doing? Regretting leaving the circuit yet?"
"Nope. He's in love and happy as a pig in shit being the deputy ranch manager at my family home."
"Yeah?"
Rio chuckled.
"I can just picture him there. His heart was never really devoted to this game like ours."
"You miss him, yes?"
H.W. grimaced.
"Like my right arm."
"Do you have that twin thing going for you? Like you know when he is hurt?"
"Sure do."
H.W. rubbed his nose.
"He got kicked in the face by a calf a couple of weeks ago, and I was the one who got the black eye."
Rio's shout of laughter ended abruptly as someone came up behind H.W. All the humor drained from his face.
"Your agent's here. I'll catch up with you in a while."
"Hey." H.W. turned to Paul White. His snake of an agent had something of a reputation and had fallen out with Rio over a year ago. Neither man would tell H.W. what the problem was, so H.W. had reluctantly stayed with Paul, who'd been in the middle of contract negotiations for him. Paul nudged him in the ribs. He wore cowboy gear, but always looked more comfortable in a suit.
"Still hanging around with that jerk loser?"
H.W. didn't smile.
"What's up, Paul?"
"Oh, just congratulating my favorite client. I've got an opportunity for you to tour Brazil during the off-season. It'll be worth it.
I told them you'd do it."
"I'm not interested."
"Come on, H.W. You'll make thousands of bucks. All you have to do is appear in a few exhibition rides and look pretty. You're a natural."
"I'm not doing it, Paul."
The smile disappeared from Paul's face to reveal the shark beneath. "But it's almost a done deal."
"Not my problem. I'm taking a few weeks off."
H.W. shrugged.
"I'm sure you'll find someone else."
"How much cash do you want to go?"
"I don't care about the money. I need some time to myself, okay?"
Paul shook his head and tutted in a way that set H.W.'s teeth on edge. "See, that's why you're not the champion. That's why I have to fight and struggle all the time to get you to pay attention to me." His face darkened. "You'd better not be off doing something I don't know about. I deserve my share of your earnings. I got you everything you have. All those sponsorship deals, all that airtime, all that magazine space." H.W.